Let's talk mandates, COVID specifically. Are they off? Are they on? Well, in China, they're apparently off. Here's the headline. Xi Jinping has abandoned zero COVID. What happens now? So zero COVID after almost, I think it's 3 years now, that is the policy, the last country to really go down there with zero COVID. They've had it going essentially since the Wuhan outbreak happened. And so all the protests that we've been covering there, they seem to have made a difference because people were out in the streets on the run up to Christmas. And now zero COVID is over in China. So what happens now? Do we all go back to a happy life? Well, here's some of the headlines here, because a lot of people are worrying about variants. Economic Times, COVID-19, no new variants seen in China, sequencing efforts strengthen. But although we're being assured that no new variants are happening, we're getting headlines like this. And it's talking about other countries that are really getting some cold feet on not having restrictions. China is now the perfect breeding ground for new COVID variants, and Britain must act. So we're having the European Union member states talking about bringing back some restrictions. Even the United States is doing air travel restrictions from people with China. They're testing them before they get here. So one of the big things, the big story here, is the fear that's being built around the dropping of the zero COVID in China. And that looks like this. You're seeing it in headlines everywhere. Business Insider, China is likely seeing over 1 million COVID cases and 5,000 deaths a day, report says. But Beijing's official data is showing 7 deaths so far this week. It goes in there to say on the article, more than 5,000 people are likely dying from COVID-19 in China each day, in stark contrast to Beijing's official count of just 7 deaths in the past week, according to Airfinity, a health data company. First time we're hearing this. Airfinity, remember that. Airfinity's data modeling, here we go, shows China is likely seeing over 1 million COVID cases a day in what is called a stark contrast to official figures per a press release on Wednesday. Next headline, we're going chronologically with these. Now we're talking 9,000. Reuters, China COVID-19 deaths accelerate to 9,000 a day. UK research firm Airfinity, there we go again.
Whoa,
and now weird. The latest headline, Newsweek, China sees 14,700 COVID deaths every day. Models suggest, and what are those models from? Airfinity. What the heck is Airfinity? That's what I want to know, because this looks a lot like the Imperial College and Neil Ferguson when that run-up was happening over 2 years ago. So what's interesting is a lot of countries are starting to, in this little gray area that's happening, incorporate this Airfinity modeling into the conversation of should we bring back restrictions? And so
right.
We did a little
research. By the way, overriding, you know, I mean, not that I trust China or whatever, but it's just really weird. We get this sense because we see it in so many different newspapers that different news agencies and different, you know, investigators are coming to similar conclusions. But no, all it takes is one little group like an Airfinity or a Royal, you know, the Imperial College, to put it out, and then they all pick it up, and we get this sense, oh, it's everywhere, but you could change the world these days with like 5 people around a computer in somebody's mother's, you know, basement, I mean, as long as that's all that we report on.
Right. And that was one of the issues coming out of China, Wuhan in China, was, well, China's not giving us the greatest data collection. So let's jump over to the Imperial College and see what they have to do, because these are doctors, these are scientists. This is a reputable college. So are there doctors? Are there scientists and colleges behind Airfinity? Well, let's look at their inception. I did a little research on this. This is what I found. This just says Airfinity is a powerful, this is from their inception in 2015, is a powerful data-driven event intelligence platform seeking to unlock the hidden value in the data of the $1 trillion event industry. Leveraging its proprietary event graph technology, the Airfinity platform enables event organizers to gain deep audience insights while also enabling the companies to find and assess the right events to attend, speak at, and sponsor.
Oh, so I see what happened here. COVID hits, suddenly no one is speaking live. The entire purpose of this company, you got to hand it to them, right? Create video. All right, back to the drawing boards, folks. Nobody is speaking anywhere. So what do? I don't know. Let's get into science.
Exactly. And so let's check out some of their recent, over the last 2 months, they really never really talked about China. And in the last 2 months, let's look at some of their press releases. And this is what's driving these headlines. November 27th, China risks between 1.3 and 2.1 million deaths if it ends its COVID zero strategy. This is at Airfinity's press release. December 20th, China's COVID-19 wave forecast to have 2 peaks where cases could reach 4.2 million a day. And so you have press releases. They're being immediately incorporated into the media, Bloomberg. Some of the people at Airfinity are actually getting airtime at these news agencies. But again, just to remind people, in 2020, March of 2020, this is what the headlines looked then. It looks a lot like now. This is the Imperial College study predicts COVID-19 will kill 510,000 people in Britain, 2.2 million in the U.S. Remember, Fauci and Birx picked that up, and those were the seeds of the lockdown restrictions in the United States. And then how did those turn out? Well, we know, but let's look at it through the headlines. Models failed. Imperial College predicted catastrophe in every country on Earth. Then the models failed. And then this one really tells the story. Neil Ferguson's Imperial model could be the most devastating software mistake of all time. Del, we're going to be keeping an eye on this company, Airfinity's movements. It's kind of concerning that this fear is being pushed in these headlines. So this is something that is front and center on our plate right now, because if these restrictions come back, it's not going to be science driven. It's going to be hype and computer modeling again.
And look, this may all just be using this argument to somehow try and get a leg up against China. Let's lock them down. Let's not let them travel so that the rest of the nations can somehow find a footing. These may be war tactics. And it's all part of what I'm really looking forward to talk about with Michael Yon about. But, you know, when we look at these situations, it is being driven for a reason, right? They're telling these stories for a reason. And we've got to start sort of peeling back and looking at where is the reality of this? What does a computer model have to, what's going into these computer models? Where's it coming from? What data are you using?
And it's already been agreed upon that trying to model the behavior of COVID and the COVID outbreaks is at this point a failure. Even Johnny Unitas says that through his studies, it's a failure when it comes to computer modeling. So at this point, to trust those after what happened is really seems to be a fool's errand.